Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. It is the Bliss of Marriage Part 2 every Wednesdays between 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, the 19th of Feb 2020, which is also the 24th of Jumad al-Ukhra 1441. And I was telling the listeners earlier this morning on our program As-Safina to Ila al-Jannah, let's not forget, inshallah, the dua taught to us by our beloved noble master Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Oh my Allah, bless us in this month that is to come. Oh my Allah, the month of Rajab, the month of Sha'ban, and make each and every one of us reach and witness the beautiful, holy, blessed month of the month of Ramadan. Yes, my beloved, beautiful listeners, let's welcome our beloved engineer brother Tobella. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Company. And of course, we're going to be welcoming our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Salim Karim Damat Barakat, standing in for our beloved noble Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ustad, can you hear me? Assalamu alaikum. Okay, I think we lost Hazrat Mulana Mulana Salim Karim there, our beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mulana Salim Karim Damat Barakatuhum. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132 to the international overseas countries, +27 84 786 3132. That's our WhatsApp number to the overseas international countries, +27 84 786 3132. Let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Ustad, how are you, Ustad? How's your health? I hope you had a good breakfast this Wednesday morning, Ustad.
No, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah. Yeah, you have to have breakfast. Eat healthy, Mulana. You are what you eat. Inshallah, I think we must eat with moderation. Eat food that is nutritious.
Allahu Akbar.
And even if you have dry bread, Mulana, but I promise you, when you make your dua, Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah, you have no idea what energy Allah gives you.
Subhanallah.
You know, we want to take this shake and that shake and mashallah, herbal life and that life, whatever it is. Take it. But really, if you want the fruit or the meal that you eat to be beneficial to you, take Allah. And when you finish, have that meal, alhamdulillah. See what Allah gives to you. So yes, alhamdulillah, I had a good breakfast. And inshallah, I think we have some energy to continue.
Ameen.
Yesterday.
I mean, Ustad, speaking of good food, of healthy food, what happens if a wife does not cook at home and she only wants takeaway food, Ustad? I mean, that's unhealthy. We all know that, you know.
I think the greatest pride for a wife is when she can present a plate of food for her husband and her children.
Sure.
Think for a moment, my wife has just read her salah now, Fajr salah, or Suhoor salah. She's ba wuzu, she's made Allah's zikr, she's made dua, she's put the food onto the stove. And while the food is being prepared and being cooked, she's making zikr of Allah. Can you imagine the nur, the barakah, and the beauty of that food? It can be a very simple dish. But you know, you say, mashallah, today the food was fantastic, it was delicious. So subhanallah, Mulana, eating out is not the best, especially in today's zamana, what is being fed to us, and the way it's prepared, how it's prepared, who is preparing it. You know, Mulana, in the olden days, there was no chance for a daughter-in-law, see if they were intimate with their husband at night. And at that time, we used to live together, more on a communal living. There was no way, a dog's chance, see, for that daughter-in-law to step into the kitchen if she didn't make ghusl or she was not bark. They were so particular. The olden days, the mother-in-laws were so particular about parki, ghusl, cleanliness, and all those things. Unfortunately, sometimes some of the sisters, they were intimate with husbands, and up till now, it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, they haven't taken a bath, they haven't read their Fajr Salah. So, coming back to your point, Maulana, is that, you know what, eating out, Maulana, I think that's the worst crime you can do, really, in my honest opinion. Yes, out of necessity sometimes, you want a little change or, you know, give the wife a break, understandable. But, Maulana, every day, every meal is ordered, every Friday, Saturday, Sunday meals are being ordered, Maulana. First of all, it's fuzul kharj. That one burger, analyze it, Maulana. One bun. How much is one bun? Go to the bakery, they tell you it's 1 rand or 2 rand. Okay, go to the patty, let's put that patty there, it's 10 rand. Put the sauce, put those what you call tomatoes and put the, what you call lettuce, whatever it is, Maulana. Maximum 10 rand. You and I are paying 70 rand for it. 60 rand. This is tabzeeb. Innal mubadzirina kanu ikhwan ash-shayateen. Those who are wasteful are the brothers of shaitan. Halal money, Maulana. Halal money. We're just wasting it. I'm not saying don't. Sometimes out of necessity, you're on holiday or you're traveling. You haven't food with you. You haven't carried pad kos or whatever you want to call it. Out of necessity, you have to eat. Fine. But Maulana, just eating every day, I mean, I'm destroying my own health, my family.
Of course, of course. I see the brother says, respected Maulana Salim, I don't want to be divorced. And I don't want to divorce my wife. I really love my wife. But my wife and I got married in a very early age. And up to now, it says, and up to now, my wife doesn't cook. She buys food and orders food from one of the aunties who cooks food. In other words, she orders food, maybe like biryani, maybe like akni and that. Is it fine, Ustad? I mean, is it going to cause a problem in a marriage later on, Ustad?
Definitely, definitely. I think when there's going to be children, you know, are you going to be buying these types of food, junk food? That's what we call it, junk food, Maulana. And our children are going to school and madrasa, Maulana. They need the best of food with nutrition. Alhamdulillah. So we're giving our children all these types of snacks, but all the things that is, some of it has got, you know, haram ingredients, we're not even checking. One. Number two, it's all toxic material. So what are we doing to our system? This is self-destruction, Maulana. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kulu minat tayyibati wa'amalu saliha. Ya ayyuhal rusulu kulu minat tayyibati wa'amalu saliha. Allahu Akbar. Allah Pak is even addressing the Prophet. Kulu minat tayyibati. Ya ayyuhannas kulu min at-tayyibat. What did Allah Ta'ala say? That eat what is pure and pure. So for the sister, the brother, I know it's difficult for him because in the end of the day you get tired, Maulana. You're eating the same thing over and over.
Yes, correct,
again.
Correct, Ustad, correct.
I think what the brother should do, inshallah, he should send his wife for cooking classes. Really. Inshallah, al-Aziz, and maybe introduce her to cooking. Baking or whatever it is. Maulana, it's a great source of pride for a wife to prepare a food or a meal for her children and for her hubby, Maulana. And the cherry on the top is put one lukma of morsel of food in your wife's mouth for the pleasure of Allah. Eat from one plate. See? See what muhabbat Allah generates. There's no need for divorce. There's no need for fight. So my request to the brother is, inshallah, al-Aziz, maybe get her to do cooking classes, baking classes. And somebody needs to speak to her for her own health and for his own health. And if they are masoom children, inshallah, feed them what is halal, what is tayyib, what is tahir, which is beneficial. Inshallah, they grow up as a healthy family. They'll have jazba for ibadat, for roza, du'as. So many good deeds when you eat halal food.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see a sister, and I know this for the fact, the listeners are listening. I know that for the fact, the listeners are listening to our program this morning, The Bliss of Marriage, Ustad. The sister says here from Boxburg, but Maulana Salim Karim, I mean, it's not a woman's haq to cook for a husband. Why can't he cook and why can't he learn how to cook for himself? I mean, come on. She's opening a can of worms, Ustad. Definitely.
Yes, no, this is all the fatwas, Mulana. This is what I'm saying. You know, the fuqaha have said that it's not the duty of the wife to do that.
Indeed.
There's many other ways. It's not the duty of the husband to look after her if she's sick.
Allahu Akbar.
You want to go tit for tat?
Yes.
That way,
yes, Ustad. I stand with you.
You understand what I'm saying, Mulana? You need to be fair. Yes, the jurists of Islam have said that, okay, when it comes to the rights of women and the duties of a wife, yeah, it's not farz upon her, it's not wajib. And a lot of women throw this into the face of people, of their husbands, you know. No, Sharia says that it's not necessary for me to cook. So Sharia has also said there's lots of other things which is not necessary on the husband to do. Then are we going to go for tit for tat? Is this what the maqsad of nikah is? Is this what the responsibility is? Is this what hukukullah is? That these we must do things together. Malana, we should assist each other. We should complement each other. We should help each other. To use this argument, no, the Muftiani Kiram have said it is not wajib for the wife to cook for the husband. Then you must starve also then. See? But Sharia said no. Your duty as a husband, you go earn, work hard, bring halal food home, and feed your family. But for the wife to make this types of statement, Malala, this shows that we are in the nikah for the wrong reason.
Ya Allah.
Wallahu ladhi, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was sick one day. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said to her at Fajr time, please don't worry of making anything for me for breakfast. Inshallah, after Fajr Salah, I'll take care of it. But you see, a wife is a wife, Malala. You see, when you have true love, true commitment, and true muhabbat for your wife and for your husband, anything can happen. I'm there for my husband. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala goes for namaz. When he comes back, he sees Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala busy in the kitchen. He says to her, but I told you, there's no need for it, inshallah. You need to rest. Your health is not in order. See the answer she gave. She said, yes, I know that. But I don't want to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, and Allah ta'ala says to me, but why doesn't you make khidmat for your wife, for your husband? See, I want sawab, never mind. I'm in pain. I'm in suffering. But I take great pride in making khidmat for you. So I don't want to be guilty on the day of Qiyamah. I don't want to lose sawab on the day of Qiyamah. So that is why I got up and I prepared something. So subhanAllah. This is the jazba the Sahaba Ikram had with their wives. See, this is what the modern world is about, Mulana. They eat. You go through lots of homes, Mulana, where there is no Islam and deen. You can't just go to people's house, Mulana, because the wife has only prepared four chops. I'm talking reality.
Yes, Ustad, I'm with you.
I don't know if you experience that, you know. You find the wives and you find Christians or whoever they are, not. I don't want to pick on anybody. It's not our job to do that, Mulana. But that's their culture and how they operate, Mulana. It's four people in the house, they'll make four chops. Four slices of bread and that's it. There's no time for guests.
Ya Allah.
So, may Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. This is a very big masala, Mulana. It's caused a lot of breakup in marriages where the wife now wants to become a mufti. Sometimes some of them, they are alima, some of them are hafizas, but they heard their maslas, but they're not understanding it in what context the fuqaha have made that fatwa or that ruling. You've got to look at it holistically, Mulana. Then I think we got married for the wrong reason, Mulana. Who is a good wife? Always the smile on her face. One. Number two, she speaks with sweetness. Number three, she's got neki in her heart. She just wants to do good. And number four, she's all the time busy doing something, inshallah. Mulana, at this moment, right now, there are so many sisters. Allah reward all of them. All of them. So they're busy preparing a meal for the husband who's going to come at lunchtime and the children who's going to come from school. They take great pride in it. See? So let's not say that it's not wajib or it's not my duty. This is totally not a good statement to me.
0847863132. Somebody says, yeah, Mulana Arafat and Mulana Salim Karim, you guys are just too good. You guys started off with a good note. And the brother says, Ustad, oh, you're going to, it's sad. And the brother says, I would like to share my story to respected Maulana Salim Karim, and I would like to remain anonymous. He says that my wife, she is an alima, Maulana Salim. She's very learned, Maulana Salim. I'm reading as it says here. I'm 31 years old, Maulana Salim. My wife quotes from Hadith and Quran and says it's not her responsibility. And she says, you can ask my sheikh. He will even coach you. And he says here, the brother says, okay, I make my own tea, Maulana Salim. I make my own breakfast, Maulana Salim. And lunch, I buy my own lunch. Only for supper, she cooks for me, Maulana Salim. Even the house cleaning. She says, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't make his wives a slave. Wow. My mother-in-law, she agrees with her daughter. My father-in-law is so afraid of my mother-in-law. Now, Ustad, I want to ask you, Ustad. Is the wife's tarbiyat, is it made or not made? Or maybe she's quoting from Quran and Hadith. You can't debate with her, Ustad.
Maulana, don't be selective.
Ya Allah.
What suits you, then you want to quote from Quran and Hadith. Leave that. قال الله تعالى وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم
سبحان الله
وقال تعالى في مقام آخر لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى says my Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم had a smile on his face all the time. When he came home he hugged us, he kissed us. He helped us to cook. He went to the bazaar and bought things. She's saying that it's not the wife's duty. Allahu Akbar. I'm that's what I'm saying, Maulana. We sometimes quote out of context. So we are selective. It suits us, we will call it, we'll say. It's such a great honor. Yes, rahmatul lil alameen. See? But Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is describing Rasulullah's domestic life. Whenever Rasulullah came home, smiled. Rasulullah hugged us, kissed us. Rasulullah would milk the goat.
Allahu Akbar.
Rasulullah would sweep the house. Rasulullah would go to the bazaar, buy whatever needed for the house. Not only for the house, he would go to the neighbors and say, you know, I'm going to the market. Is there anything I could bring? This is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Khatamun Nabiyyin. Did we do this nowadays? Let's be honest. When I'm going to Checkers to buy milk or bread or whatever it is for the house, do I just make a call to my neighbor and say, do you people need any milk or bread? Can I bring it for you? Do we really do this? No, we're selfish. We won't even know the neighbor's number. So the brother who's remaining anonymous, may Allah make it easy for him. This is the difficulty. I have one case, the same thing.
Uh-huh.
The sister, I'm not saying all the alimas, I'm not saying all the hafizas. One brother called me and he says, Maulana, my wife is an alima. When I marry, Shariat Masla is that when you marry your wife, the father-in-law becomes a mahram. But my wife will not eat with us on the table, she takes her food in the bedroom.
No way, no way, Ustaz.
This is a ghair mahram. Maulana, this is what I'm saying, you know, we take taqwa and we abuse it. It's so sad, Maulana. That is why it's very important. When you have ilm, you must have hilm. You must have sabr, you must have tolerance. You need to be guided by an alim. You need to be guided. You see, Maulana, an optometrist, if he's got problem with his eyes, he can't sort his eyes out, Maulana.
Of course.
He's got to go to another optometrist. I may be an alim, Maulana. I may have knowledge of ilm and hadith and Quran and tafsir and fiqh. But I also need guidance. So this is what is happening also today sometimes, Maulana. We don't know where to use hikmat, where to use wisdom. Yes, I'm an alim, I've got my sanad, I've got my certificate.
Yes,
I say what I want is going to happen in this house. It doesn't work like that, Maulana. Your husband may be not learned, but alhamdulillah, Allah has given you tawfiq. Then study the Quran and Hadith and quote in context. Maybe she doesn't want to cook. She doesn't want to clean the house. Can you imagine, Maulana, the man is making tea himself. Allah.
No, Ustaz, that's not on. Come on, Ustaz.
Maulana, I mean, the man is buying lunch, lunchtime. And now supper time, you don't, why are you cooking supper time? Don't cook it. Leave it.
I was just going to say that, Ustaz. Then leave it.
No, for nothing, Mona. You're just putting up a show here. Really. If you love your husband, you care for him. I'd like to know what she has for breakfast, Mona.
But,
I'd like to know.
But some of our sisters out there, with due to respect, some of us, they're very learned, Ustad, and you can't debate with them. They're very, there's a sister says here, tell Mulana Salim Karim, my husband is very demanding, and he likes his good food. And I don't complain, Mulana Salim. I do everything to keep my husband happy. She says, so sisters out there, make your husband's khidmat. They will love you. Anonymous Alima, Ustad.
No, subhanAllah, this is what I'm saying, Mawlana. This is deen. This is what is akhlaq about. This is what how marriages are gelled together, Mawlana. When you do something, don't expect returns and favors. Do it for the pleasure of Allah. Because no, you don't do this for me, I won't do this.
Allahu Akbar.
It's sad. That's why I'm saying, Mawlana, make it. You might as well have a simple wife at home, really. Who's pabandi the deen and shariat, who knows deen and shariat, and she knows how to make a marriage work.
Do you have somebody
who's learned, who's all the time throwing fatwas in front of you, and throwing hadiths in front of you?
No,
what about those hadiths of making? Sayyid al-Qawm Khadimuhum.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah.
Leader of a community who serves humanity. Khidmat-e khalq, the whole khulata of the Quran is what? Allah ki ibadat karo, Rasulullah ki itaat karo. Worship Allah, be obedient to Rasulullah, or khidmat-e-khalq. Serve humanity. A sahabiya comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Hassan and to ask some questions. And then Rasulullah in passing asked her, how do you treat your husband? How do you treat your husband? Rasulullah is asking the sahabiya. She said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm good to him. Rasulullah said, for ahsini, be good to him. He is either your Jannat or your Jahannam. Can you imagine? Rasulullah didn't ask any other question. Just Rasulullah asked a simple question. How is your husband and how do you treat him? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ahsini, be good to him all the time. Because by making khidmat and serving your husband for the pleasure of Allah, definitely he's your Jannah. And if you're not going to do that, then obviously what's the alternative? He's either your Jannah or your Jahannam. Khidmat se khuda milti hai.
Haq, Ustad. Subhanallah.
Khidmat se khuda milti hai. So, Mawlana, this is an arm thing in society sometimes. This is becoming very, very, upsetting. That, some of the sisters, I'm not saying all the wives, all the sisters, but some of them are just absolutely technical. And on the other side, there's so much of Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
As they said, people make mistakes. People make mistakes, Mawlana. Even the people we love. People make mistakes, even the people we love. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, Mawlana. All relationships go through hell. All relationships go through hell. But real relationships get through it.
Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, do you think it's a healthy relationship, living a marriage like that? Sister from Europe
not
wants to know.
Not healthy at all, Mawlana. It's not healthy at all.
Astaghfirullah.
I don't think there's love there, there's compassion there.
Yes,
feelings, Mawlana. I'm just going through the routine. I'm married. I'll just carry on with my thing. A happy marriage is the union of two good forgivers. Maaf karo. Okay. In every disagreement in marriage, Mawlana, remember this important truth. Remember this important truth. My spouse is my partner, not my enemy. We will either win together or we'll lose together. Always said marriage is a two-way street.
Indeed.
We need to give and take. We need to be generous in words. We need to be generous with love. We need to be generous with wealth. Too hot, Mawlana, let me give you a joke here. On the wedding day, A child asked his mother, Ma, why is the bride crying? Small boy, obviously, is watching the bride leaving her house.
Indeed.
So he's addressing his mother and said, Ammi, why is the bride crying? Why isn't the bridegroom not crying? SubhanAllah. Ma said to the son, Beta, Dulhan gait tak roi. The bride, she'll cry as far as her gate. Uski baad dulha kabar tak roega. And the husband, he'll cry till his kabar.
This is the truth, Ustad. Allahu Akbar, Ya Allah.
You know, look at this young child. If it's took mana, when the bride is leaving her home, all the brides cry.
Yes.
They cry. See? But it's nice, you know, Mana, they said, I think in the books of Fiqh, it's written that when you are sad and you cry, the tears, you know, is different. And when you cry because of happiness, the tears are warm. Did you experience that any time, Mona?
I believe you, Ustad. I experienced it. I believe you. 100%.
So you see, me and you never cried with your dulhan or dulha. You know what I mean? We can't. We can ask the sisters and who are married, mashallah. They cried the day they left their mother's home. So well said. You know, the mother in a joking way said, Beta, dulhan gait tak roi. The child, the bride, she cried as far as the gate. MashaAllah, once she jumps into the car and off they go. MashaAllah, then those tears now become smiles. But that husband, oh, kabar tak roega. If he didn't make the right choice. Any questions we have further?
SubhanAllah. Somebody says here, Ustaz, that we just got married. What is the dua to keep my husband from a creeping eye? He says Allah has created woman beautiful. So he's just admiring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beautiful creation. Anonymous sister, Ustad.
Allahu Akbar. I think this is, you know, when you talk to men, likewise women, they said, no, my heart is very clean.
Yes, it's true.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gazing at a woman is gunai kabira. It is the arrow of shaitan. It pierces the heart. It pollutes the heart. Yes. The first glance, Sharia said, Ma. And somebody said to Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali the same thing. Allah ki kudrat ka nazara karta hu. I'm looking at Allah's beautiful creation. The Hazrat said to them, then why don't you look at a little baby and say, MashaAllah. If you really want to enjoy and appreciate Allah's kudrat, look at the masoom baby. You have to look at a beautiful woman. So the sister, I can understand. Some of the men have this problem. They just stay at women. You go to the bazaar, you go to the marketplace, you come to the airport. You find that the person is staring at another woman. The wife is looking at him. What are you doing?
Astaghfirullah.
This habit, it's a bad habit formulated from young age. And it takes away the sweetness of iman. You know, every other guna we make has its ill effect, Mawlana. But the worst thing when it comes to gaze at women and staring at women, it works vice versa also, Mawlana. Don't make a mistake. Women also stare at men. But generally, men are staring more.
Yes, of course.
And Mawlana, you know how the easy way to camouflage it? Hit one dark sunglasses.
You're right.
This is a reality of the situation. Sometimes, it's a cloudy day, but the person got his sunglasses on. It's raining. You see them driving also. You see them in the mall sometimes. It's dark. For what you need sunglasses, that's to tint it dark. Are you hiding your guna? Are you making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala think Allah doesn't know what's happening? Khudasidaro. See, Mawlana.
18 minutes to 12. There are questions coming in. Yes, please feel free. My beloved Fadilatul Ustad is with us this morning. My daughter just got married, Maulana Salim, last month. They are so happy, Maulana Salim Karim. My son-in-law is so good to my daughter. Please make dua. He stays like that, Maulana Salim Karim. I wish her marhum dead was alive to see her happy. Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Keep that muhabbat daim and qaim.
Ameen.
Allah Ta'ala has given her the joy of her life. So can you imagine when love blossoms, Maulana? You know, when you want to see beautiful flower, you need to put fertilizer.
Indeed.
See? So if you want your love to blossom, is the fertilizer that's going to be put into this love, respect, honesty, sincerity, appreciation. And may Allah Ta'ala keep that couple and all the couples who get who got married, Allah generate that type of love.
Yes.
It's so important.
Allah.
I want to tell you something.
G.
As the sister just said that my daughter just got married.
Last month.
There's a saying in English here, Maulana. You cannot forget your first love. I want the listeners to analyze the statement and see what's coming after that, and you're going to be in tears. You cannot forget your first love. Then why do people forget their parents? Allahu Akbar, Maulana. Your first love was your parents. As you say in English, that you cannot forget your first love. Allahu Akbar. Who loved you first?
Your parents, your mother, your father.
Then why is it people don't love their parents, Maulana?
Allahu Akbar, Ustaz.
So why do people forget their parents? Because law kyu apne walidain ko bhul jate.
Yeah, Allah.
Maulana, behind every smiling face, you always saw our parents. Never mind poverty, illness, test and trials. Always a smile.
Haq.
Behind every smiling face, Maulana, there's an untold story of sabr. If you really sit down with your parents and what difficulties they went through in their life to make us happy, to make us what we are today. Yesab meri maa ki dua hai.
Haq ustad.
Behind every smiling face, Maulana, you have never seen your mother in tears. Most of the time, never mind she's in pain, she's in taklif, she'll always smile at you. See? So behind every smiling face, there is an untold story of sabr.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Ustad, you have to listen to this one, yeah. You know, the sister says here, and she's very sad, she's very heartbroken, and she's asking a lot of questions. Why? She put four whys. She says, respected Maulana Salim, how do we know who has a genuine heart? Please explain to me. How do we know who has a genuine heart? My husband prays 5 times a day, and he cries on the musalla, and he then beats me up. What is all he's crying for? Anonymous student of deen. Allahu Akbar, Ustad.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Kya fayda? What's the benefit?
Allahu Akbar.
Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar.
Haq.
Verily, namaz will stop you from committing guna and all vices and sins. You crying for what? She's good. She asked a good question. All these crocodiles here sometimes, Maulana. Sometimes we just act. We are big actors. If you love your wife, how can you hit her? She's the mother of your children. She brought joy to you. I'm not saying she doesn't have mistakes. She has.
We all
make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
A happy marriage is the union of two forgivers, Maulana. To hit your wife and then sit on the musalla and cry. Maulana, it's so contrast, you cannot believe it. But nevertheless, the sister shouldn't give up hope, inshallah. Maybe she needs to sit down with the husband, engage him in a discussion, speak her heart out, cry in front of him and say, you're causing me so much of pain and heartache. If I'm wrong, please tell me. I'm prepared to change. But don't do this to me. I'm somebody's daughter. I'm an amanat. I'm an insan. I've got feelings. I've got emotions. don't treat me like an animal. And I think maybe that husband needs to go to the Jamiat, inshallah, for counseling. Go to Thai line, whatever it is, K line, and inshallah, go and sit in the khidmat of an alim or a sheikh. To make his islah, he's got too much of a
khutbah. Yes, yes, Ustad. I see the sister from Europe says, tell the sister, the student of deen, hit him back. You know, sometimes the sisters, they can't do anything, Ustad. You know, there are many folks out there who beat their wife, and our sisters out there, they are quiet. They are quiet. They are afraid to speak out. You know, Ustad.
I'm advocating. If your husband dashes you up, please go to the police station and open the charge.
Allahu Akbar.
Haq, Ustad, I stand with you. All of us, the Jamiat can't do anything.
Yes.
We can only give advice on advisory capacity. See, the parents cannot do much. They can have a meeting and mashura. The uncles can only do so much. But he thinks, I'm Fir'aun, ana rabbukum al-ala. I've got power. I know the magistrate. I know the police officer. I know the investigating officer. You go. Let's see what you're going to get. Mana, wallahu al-azim, the violence that is now being dished out to our mothers and sisters, Mana, was never ever heard of in the previous years, Mana. It was so much of respect, so much of them. Because you see, there is no immediate effect. Mana, when you do something and there's a reaction immediately, you're going to stop. So he's continuing this zulm on this wife because he feels that he's unstoppable. I'm saying to the sisters, please, you have recourse. Go and open up a charge of grievous bodily harm, GBH. Go to the social worker and ask them to please investigate. He will have to come to court, Molana. He will serve him with a summons. He doesn't want to listen to the ulama. He doesn't want to listen to the mashayikh. He doesn't want to listen to the elders of the family. Now let him wash his dirty linen day in front of the public prosecutor. You may say, Mulana, we are harsh. I'm not harsh. I'm talking from reality, Mulana. What other recourse the sisters have, Mulana? Tomorrow she's going to lose her eyes. I'm sitting with one sister here, Mulana. The husband bashed her, gave her a blue eye.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
Gave her such a blow, she hit her head on the wall. She's got two big lumps on her head now. We had to take her to hospital and they discharged them yesterday.
Ustad,
who's going to reprimand this husband, Mulana? Will he be held responsible for his actions and consequences, Mulana? He gets away with murder.
Allah, but you know what, Ustad? I don't know. You're making my heart so I'm going to cry now. Really, really. I wouldn't leave the guy. I would never definitely leave the guy like that. There's a sister says here, I'm one of them. Molana Salim, whose husband beats me up also. Yes, the sister just messaged me now, Ustad, on 084. She says, I'm one of them whose husband beats me up. He slapped me once in a mall and I collapsed. My husband says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you can hit your wives. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah.
Man kazaba aliyya muta'ammidan.
Fakad.
Whoever speaks lies. If Rasulullah gave open permission to hit your wife, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah said, Allah's lanat is on the person who hits his wife.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
But here's a beautiful thing, ya Mawlana.
Allah
Ta'ala sometimes removes a person from your life for your own good.
Sure.
Don't run after them. If your husband is a violent person, is a psychopath, Mawlana, is a narcissist, everything must be his way. No room for appreciation, adjustment, tolerance, Mawlana, you cannot live in an abusive marriage. That zamana is gone and say, sabar karo, sabar karo. One sister said, Mawlana, I'm changing my name from Aisha to Sabira. Because you people as ulama just keep telling us sabar, but we're getting hiding and bashed up every day. Sabar karo. Gee, the parents also say, sabar karo. We've got no place to bring you back. Your janaza must come from your husband's house. Gee, it'll be nice. And then your daughter is lying unconscious and dead. Gee, and then you're going to cry tears. Mawlana, that zamana is gone now. We need to be proactive, inshallah. We need to safeguard the rights of our mothers and sisters and wives, Mawlana.
Yeah.
Men are getting away with murder. I'm not saying all of them, there are some of them.
Yes, some of them, Ustaz, indeed. Some of them.
I'm not talking about generally, Mawlana. Alhamdulillah, they take care of their wives. But there are some of them, Mawlana. They are habitual, zalims. They love to do this. They get great pleasure in abusing a woman. She's a feeble person, Molana. Soft-hearted. Look at her body. Some of them are so weak, Molana. But look at your size. See? And you take, I always say to the men, take your size. Why don't you go and fight with the guy that's your age, your size, and your in your capacity? Then let's see who gets a blue eye and who kisses the floor first.
Yeah.
This is a groom that is carrying on, Morana. And it's going unattended. Because women got nowhere to go, Morana. Who do they speak to? Because the parents also said, you know what, Betty, you just stay there. You must only come back, your janaza must come here. See? We don't want you here now. Stick the pain, stick all the difficulties, make sabr. It's not fair, Morana.
Allah give us tawfiq. Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, a sister says here that it's very, very hard. So, one sister says it's true what Maulana Salim Karim is saying. There are husbands out there who are good as well, and there are husbands out there who are worse than lions. That's a sister from Azadville. This one says, from Mayfair says, my husband is having an affair, respected Maulana Salim Karim, and I caught him having an affair several times, and he threatens me. He threatens me. If I ever decide to ask for a talaq, he will kill me. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ustad.
It's so sad, Mola.
No, come on, Ustad. No, come on.
Committing zina.
No, Ustad. No.
And for her to remain silent is not appropriate.
What does she do, Ustad? What does she do?
No, she needs to talk to her parents, one. Number two, she needs to speak to the ulama. Number three, she needs to speak to a counselor. Well, now that's the only way we have recourse here. Again, I'm saying. We have no other way. She wants to save his death. But by keeping quiet, Molana, she's helping him to commit. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Don't help each other in promoting guna. Are you keeping silent? Somewhat condoning what he's doing? Because now what else can I do? I know about it. I caught him. She's got dalil. She got proof. See? I'm not saying he must break a home.
Indeed.
I'm saying work on your marriage. Find out why your husband is doing this. Get people. Get help. Sometimes, you know, Molana, we fall on the way. You know, on the highway, we also get a puncture. Molana, never mind what car you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have the best marriage, Molana. Somewhere along the line, you'll have some hiccups.
Of course. Of course.
Why not? It'll happen. So, do you abandon the car, Molana? Don't abandon the car. You get a tow truck. You'll get the best mechanic, inshallah.
Okay, fine, Ustad. We're not saying that walk away out of the marriage. As you just said earlier on, make the marriage. Try and make it work. But I think sometimes that man as well, he needs a threshing. He needs a hiding from a man. I mean, if I know of a sister happening to that, Ustad, I mean, come on. We can't keep quiet, Ustad. Come on. The sister says...
Unfortunately, the law of the country does not permit us to do that. Okay?
No.
Unfortunately, Molana, you'll get charged for violence and defamation of character or whatever it is, I'm not sure. So as much as anybody would be furious and would love to do that, and some people don't care. It's my sister, you did this to my sister, they break every bone in his body, Molana. I've known of cases where they broke every bone in the body.
Ya Allah.
They took a baseball bat.
What?
And started from his ankles to his knees to his head. They crushed him.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
I'm not saying, I don't think, you know, by hitting is not going to solve the problem. But I'm saying sometimes people get so angry, they get pushed over the edge. And when they lose it, Molana, unfortunately, it's bloodshed or somebody is dead.
Ya Allah, astaghfirullah.
So that before it reaches that, Molana, I know you are saying, I would go and dish the guy up. Yeah, I know you can do that, Molana. But publicly, we have to also respect the law of the country.
Yeah, it's it. It's very heartbroken, Ustaz. That's why I say I always make dua.
I know you're upset and you would love to do that, Molana. But unfortunately, we live in this country. We need to respect the law and we need to follow the law. That's what I'm saying. Get to the police station. Go to the child protection unit or woman abuse protection unit.
Maybe I'll go with your right. Get a guy locked up. I'll go with your right. Get him locked up. Yes. Whether it's your daughter or it's my daughter, yes.
Let him sleep inside the jail.
Yes,
and
yeah.
See what it is to be crowded with 50 prisoners there.
Yes, Ustad, correct. I
no
stand with
fan,
you.
No fan, no water, nothing. And then see what they'll do with him inside, Mulana.
Mm.
I won't wish that for my worst enemy.
Astaghfirullah. Mm. Ustad, somebody says here quickly, what is the ruling when married women look at other men? When married women look at other men, what is the consequences of such action? Anonymous, Ustad.
It's gunah kabira, Mulana, both for men and women. Allah is very clear in the Quran saying to you and me, addressing the believing men, kullil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim. Wa kullil mu'minati yaghudduna min absarihim. Ask the believing women to lower their gaze.
Ustad, another question says, my husband keeps putting me down in front of my family members, but prefers to praise other women. It is really bringing me down, Mulana Salim, and I don't know how to approach him. Please advise.
Mulana, you should, a husband should defend the integrity of his wife.
Uh-huh.
Mulana, this is what we call love and respect in your marriage.
Uh-huh.
Somebody is abusing my wife, Mulana, whether it's my brother, whether it's my mother, whoever it is. And they are wrong.
Uh-huh.
As a husband, it is my heart to say, no, this is not correct what you people are doing or what you're saying. You have to stand up and defend your wife, Mulana. You can't let this type of behavior prevail and your wife is left helpless, stranded.
Mm.
She's also somebody's daughter.
Indeed.
She has a right to speak, Mulana. If something is wrong, she wants to correct it. She has a right to defend herself.
Mm.
And if the husband is not going to defend her, who's going to defend her, Mulana?
Allah.
Provided she's right, she's correct, she's got dalil, she's got proof, not per hearsay.
Mm. Ustad,
horrible thing to do, Mulana. I'm embarrassing my wife in public. Can you imagine, Mulana? I'm embarrassing my wife in front of my own family, her own family.
Mm.
What are you doing?
Ustad, a minute and a half left, right? A listener says, please ask Mulana Salim, which abuse is worse? Physical or emotional and verbal abuse from your husband, Ustad?
One of the worst one is abuse, verbal and emotional.
Mm.
You know, physical sometimes you can take a slap, Molana.
Indeed.
The pain is gone. But emotional and verbal abuse, Molana, it will stick to such a degree people go into depression, they become suicidal, they give up the zest to live.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what, by doing that, Molana, you're hurting the soul. You see, physically, I can give you a shot or whatever. It's not that it is jayz to do. But if you're asking me the degree of pain, when you emotionally say somebody, you're absolutely useless, you're rubbish, you can't do anything, you're an animal, I keep pumping this at you all the time. What happens? My self-esteem and my self-respect is gone.
It's gone.
Sometimes I start believing, yes, I am.
I am like that. Correct.
Emotional abuse is the worst type of abuse.
Well, Ustad, we're going to leave you there. It's exactly 12 o'clock spot on. We say Jazakumullah khairan, inshallah. Tomorrow evening, we will be chatting again, inshallah, Ustad.
Inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Twelve o'clock spot on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday afternoon. I see Haji Handsome Yusuf Ali. He says, Malana, me, I'm a good man. Me, I don't like ill-treating other people. Me, I love my wife. Allahu Akbar. Me, I love my in-laws. Allahu Akbar. And do you love me, Haji Yusuf Ali? He says just a little bit.